Thank you. With that, I would like to begin with a brief overview of my talk. As Dr. Enns and Dr. Gonda have both shown today, respiratory disease is a major problem affecting the beef industry today. It has also been shown that vaccination is a primary prevention against respiratory disease in the beef industry. It has been shown that maternal antibodies are the primary and initial defense against infectious pathogens, although it has also been shown that these maternal antibodies may adversely affect an animal's ability to have an antibody response to vaccination. There are numerous stressors, as Dr. Enns implied, that may suppress the immune system. And by suppressing the immune system, we inhibit an animal's ability to have an antibody response. Based on these influences that may affect an animal's ability to respond, the age in which calves are most likely to have an enhanced response to vaccination are highly variable. With that, as was earlier implied, BRD is a major problem. It has also been characterized as a complex interaction between stress, infectious pathogens, both viral and bacterial, and the environment, all of which have estimated cost of $750 million annually to the beef industry. There are a number of stress factors that can affect an animal's ability to respond. We have identified just a few of these as I present here. These include weaning, transportation, dehorning, castration, and feed and bunk breaking. These are all stressors that often occur simultaneously with vaccination of calves, which we understand that labor needs are restricted and expensive, and therefore we often do these simultaneously to cut back on the expenses we have. There are also, as you often vaccinate with a five-way vaccine, those viral pathogens that are known to cause BRD are present in that vaccine, including bovine viral diarrhea virus types 1 and 2, bovine respiratory syncytial virus, bovine infectious rhinotracheitis, and parainfluenza 3. As you are all well aware, there are environmental effects that affect all traits, performance, and carcass traits that we evaluate, while the immune system is no different. We have seen a year-to-year effect, as Dr. Enns presented in his BRD outbreaks. We also see season-to-season variation in the way that calves respond to vaccines. While nutrient requirements affect a number of other traits, we also see variation in the nutrient requirements that affect an animal's ability to respond and develop their immune system. There are a number of pre-weaning and post-weaning factors that affect an animal's ability to develop their immune system. This morning, I would like to focus on two pre-weaning factors of preconditioning and vaccination against those infectious pathogens, primarily focusing on BVDV type 2. If we can improve the overall immune system, we can reduce the BRD incidence in feedlots. It has been shown that BRD has a negative effect on feedlot performance, a negative effect on carcass quality. But if, through vaccination and other management strategies, we can improve this immunity of our animals, reduce incidence of BRD, we can improve the overall feedlot health of our animals. The initial protection to all infectious pathogens begins with these maternal antibodies. Maternal antibodies are transferred from the dams to the calves through the colostrum. The amount of passively acquired antibodies that are transferred to the calves is highly dependent on the dam age. Along with dam age, controls the colostrum quantity and quality at which these calves receive. This colostrum quantity and quality changes the amount of passively acquired antibodies that an animal may receive. The timeliness to colostrum also impacts the amount of passively acquired antibodies. While there has also been seen a variation in the individual calf absorption, individual calf variation absorption is a very challenging trait to observe, we look at dam age, which includes the colostrum quantity and quality, and the timeliness to colostrum in those calves. To evaluate the amount of maternal antibodies in which calves receive, we look at the antibody levels in serum. It has been well documented in literature that the antibody levels in these calves decline over time. As these antibodies decline, it has been shown that there is a maternal threshold in which these antibodies must reach below in order to see a response to vaccination. As presented earlier, there are a number of factors that influence the amount of passively acquired antibodies in an animal. It is also shown that the rate of decay varies between different dams, and therefore, when those animals have fewer passive antibodies and the decline rate is faster, those animals then are below this maternal threshold at a much younger age than those animals with high passively acquired antibodies and a lower decline rate. Again, illustrated is that maternal protection, which is the initial protection to any viral or illness. This maternal protection continues to regress over time. We then want to initiate an acquired antibody response in those animals. One method of doing this is to give those calves a vaccination identified by the blue arrow here. We then want those animals' acquired antibody levels to continue to grow before that maternal antibody protection runs out. Although similar to that maternal threshold, there has been a morbidity threshold that has been identified. This morbidity threshold, we want to be below where the maternal antibodies protection runs out, and after the animals, and once the animals have had an acquired antibody response. This morbidity threshold may be equivalent to that maternal threshold we identified previously. It has also been shown that stressors such as weaning, transportation, and other environment stress may affect where this morbidity threshold is. Here we notice that that maternal antibody level runs out at a much younger age. While we're still initiating that vaccination at the same time, those animals' acquired antibodies have not yet met that morbidity threshold before the maternal antibodies have ran out. We now have this period in here, which is a period of vulnerability, and those animals have an increased risk of disease. We want to minimize this period of disease risk to make it as small as possible. In an all-perfect world, animals would receive maternal antibodies. These maternal antibodies would regress below that maternal threshold. We would then vaccinate those calves just at the time where those animals have entered the period below that maternal threshold. We would see a primary response with as small a period of vulnerability time here as possible. We then give a booster vaccination and see a secondary response in those animals. The problem, as Dr. Gonda identified, is that there are some animals who never respond to that initial vaccination. So we then booster them and hope to see a response in those animals. Although there are still some animals who have maternal antibodies regress below this threshold and still never respond to the vaccine. In our herd, we saw 3% of animals that entered this problem phase. Now that we understand that maternal antibodies may influence an animal's ability to respond to vaccines and that stressors play a key role in getting animals to respond, we used 1,012 purebred American Angus calves to analyze this. Animals were born in 2007, 2008, and 2009 in both spring and fall calving seasons. We used a two-shot vaccination protocol, vaccinating our animals with a modified live Bovishield Gold 5. We gave an initial vaccination at time point zero and then boosted our animals 3 weeks later. We collected serum samples in order to analyze the amount of antibodies present in the calves. We took a sample 3 weeks prior to the initial vaccination on approximately 60% of the animals in our herd. We then collected serum samples at the initial vaccination, booster vaccination, and at the six-week time point at the end of the vaccination protocol on all 1,000 animals in the study. We also implemented a management stress of weaning on top of this vaccination protocol. As was acknowledged by the vaccination manufacturer, weaning stress at either the initial or booster vaccination is acceptable. We therefore weaned half of our calves at the initial vaccination and the second half of the calves at the booster vaccination. To evaluate an animal's ability to respond and the amount of antibodies present in those calves, we identified seven variables. The first, the pre-vaccination titer, the initial titer, and both of which are levels of maternal antibodies present in those calves. We also looked at the regression between the pre-vaccination and initial titer levels. We looked at the booster titer and the final titer level. Then we also looked at three response variables, with the primary response being the difference between the booster and initial titer, the secondary response as the difference between the final and booster titer, and the overall response as the difference between the final and initial titer. We today only present the overall response. While here we listed them as titers, titer and antibody level may be used interchangeably as I continue to present the results from this data. As we showed earlier, there are variations in spring and fall, and spring and fall as seasonal differences. Here we present the spring calf response. As we have identified, we have the four time points from the titer levels and calf age plotted on the x-axis. Here we notice that the initial titer level is below that maternal threshold, which is identified by the red dashed line. Those animals then had a positive response as the final titer was just above that maternal threshold, but was also significantly greater than the amount of antibodies at the initial time point. When we compare that to the fall-born calves, we recognize that those fall-born calves are approximately 30 days younger at the start of the vaccination protocol compared to the spring-born animals. Although that initial titer is above that maternal threshold, and those animals continue to decline over the 6-week time period. Although, we do recognize that this slope between the booster and final time points has leveled off and is not quite as steep as the decline from the pre-vaccination through booster. This may indicate that those animals are beginning to respond to the vaccination, but that final titer never reaches above that maternal threshold, nor is it greater than the titer those animals had at the initial vaccination. Once adjusting these fall-born calves for an age difference, even putting them on the same additional 30-day age scale, those animals still showed a negative response in comparison to the spring animals. It has been shown that those fall-born calves need to be almost an additional 30 days older than spring-born calves in order to get a vaccination response from them. As with many other traits, there is a year-by-season effect seen in these animals. The antibody response is no different, as we see that the 2007 spring versus fall-born calves have a significant difference, with the spring calves responding much greater than those fall-born calves. Then, as we moved into 2008, we saw the complete opposite response between the spring and fall seasons, while in 2009, we saw no significant difference between the way spring versus fall-born calves responded. As presented earlier, the maternal antibodies are the primary protection against those calves until they receive a vaccination in order to build an antibody response. Here we have plotted an antibody level, which is the maternal acquired antibody level in those animals, with the dam age plotted on the x-axis. Dams in our herd range from 2 to 11 years old, with the 2, 3, 4, and 5-year-old dams being significantly different in the amount of antibodies that they transfer to their calves. Once cows reach 5 years of age, there is no significant difference in the amount of antibodies that those cows transfer. As the literature has well documented, maternal antibodies decline over time. Here we plot just the 2- and 3-year-old dams from our herd. We notice that the 3-year-old dams have almost 4 times the amount of passively acquired antibodies transferred to their calves. While the slopes for the decline of maternal antibodies are relatively similar, 3 weeks later, those animals have half as many antibodies present in the circulatory system. If we then compare this to those older dams, we see that those 7- and 8-year-old calves have almost 6 times the amount of antibodies present that are able to transfer to their calves. While their slope, their regression is much lower, and they still have they only decline 1/4 of the amount of antibodies present in their calf. Only 1/4 of the amount of antibodies that were present have regressed. Therefore, indicating that calves from older cows receive more passively acquired antibodies and decline at a slower rate, and are therefore going to reach that maternal threshold and be ready for vaccination at an older age than calves who come from younger dams. We also saw a maternal antibody blocking effect. While we are interested as to what level that maternal threshold lies, we see that those animals who have a lower initial antibody level had a much higher overall response to the vaccination, while those animals who had a much higher initial antibody level had a negative overall response to the vaccination. We identified that point at which maternal antibodies must be lower than in order for animals to respond in our herd to be an antibody level of 16. But if we could get all animals to respond, the most ideal way would be to get those animals who still have a high maternal antibody and are continually protected to respond to that vaccination, and we would see those animals end up in here with a positive overall response. From this, we also wanted to look at the interference that we see from various dam ages on an animal's ability to respond to a vaccination. Here we graph the 2- and 3-year-old dams. While we notice that the initial titers, initial titers from 2- and 3-year-old dams are much lower, are below that maternal threshold indicated by the red dashed line. Those animals then have a much higher final response than their initial titer levels, with that final titer becoming equivalent or just above that maternal threshold. When we compare those to the 7- and 8-year-old dams, we notice that the 7- and 8-year-old dams' initial titer is above that maternal threshold. Those animals continue to decline until about the booster vaccination, where they meet or drop just below that maternal threshold. We then either see that response plateau off or just start to rise above that maternal threshold. But that final titer never reaches above the initial titer level in those calves, and those animals therefore show no response, again indicating that calves from older dams need to be vaccinated at an older age in order to remove that maternal blocking effect. This led us to look at the influence of calf age on their ability to respond. We then broke calves into 21-day intervals and here plotted the youngest calves in our group, with animals ranging between 53 and 96 days. Those animals still had high maternal antibodies present in their system, with that initial titer level being above that maternal threshold. Those animals steadily declined through the booster vaccination and began to have a positive slope again as they moved to the final titer. Although the final titer never reaches above that maternal threshold, nor is it greater than that initial response, and again they show a negative overall response. If we look at the older calves in the herd, we analyze those animals from 163 to 205 days of age. Their initial titer is below that maternal threshold, and those animals continually have a positive response to vaccination, with their final titer ending above that maternal threshold and is significantly greater than their initial titer level, giving them a positive overall response. Then the calf age and titer level association became important. We were able to identify the animals. Younger calves have a higher initial titer, while older animals have a lower initial titer level at the beginning of the vaccination protocol. Conversely, those animals who are younger and have higher initial titers have a lower overall response than older animals with a lower initial titer level. As stress has been shown to have negative effects on an animal's ability to respond to vaccination, we compared the two wean stress managements that we implemented with wean at initial and wean at booster. Here we recognize that those animals who were weaned at the initial vaccination were able to have a much greater response than those animals weaned at the booster vaccination, with their response being almost twice those animals weaned at booster. Therefore, indicating that if producers are going to implement a weaning stress at the same time as at vaccination, we should wean our animals at the initial vaccination. Animals were also tracked all the way through the feedlot phase, and we were able to evaluate some of the feedlot characteristics and traits. Here we look at the average daily gain period between weaning, and harvest time points. We then divided animals into a non, low, and high responding groups, with non-responding animals being animals who had an overall response of less than zero. The low responding animals had an antibody titer of 32 or lower, and the high responding animals had an antibody titer greater than 32. We also looked at the interaction with the weaned stress effect. Those animals who had high titers and were weaned at the initial vaccination had the greatest average daily gain in comparison to other animals. We also see a similar trend in hot carcass weight and a number of other growth and carcass traits, indicating that if we want to see the greatest amount of growth and benefit, we want to have high responding animals that are often weaned at the initial vaccination. In conclusion, individual animal response is influenced by year and season, as with many other traits. The age of dam influences the amount of passively acquired antibodies, with 5 to 9 year old dams transferring the greatest amount of passive antibodies. There's a lot of variation in the rate of decay of maternal antibodies, with younger cows having a faster decay rate, again suggesting that when fewer passive antibodies are transferred and there's a higher decay rate, those animals need to be vaccinated at an earlier age to prevent a period of vulnerability. Passive antibodies at the time of vaccination can interfere with response to vaccination, and calves with lower maternal antibodies at the time of vaccination have a greater response. The amount of passive antibodies present in the circulatory system of a calf influences the age at which to vaccinate calves. In order to find an optimum age at which to start the initial vaccination varies herd by herd, with dam age distribution in that herd influencing it. Any stressors, such as timing of weaning or transportation that may be placed on these calves, and the season in which the animals are born. It is also well documented that weaned stress adversely affects response to vaccination. Weaning at the initial vaccination will help elicit a greater overall antibody response to vaccinations. And with this, we have future implications to continue to look at the genetic controls of response to vaccination, hoping to identify genes that may help producers understand and improve animal health. And with this, I would like to thank Dr. Reese and his lab group, Mary Sue Mays, research farm staff, Matt Schneider, and all undergraduates who have contributed to this project, along with Dr. Julia Ridpath and her lab at the National Animal Disease Center, and funding sources from the ISU Center for Integrated Animal Genomics, Pfizer Animal Health for their donation of the vaccine, and the Beef Checkoff for funding to continue to look at animals through the feedlot phase for growth, performance, and carcass traits.
So you followed the animals through the feedlot. I guess the question is, did they get BRD more often?
I haven't finished analyzing that data. We tracked treatment records for the last 3 years and have them all, just haven't finished analyzing them.